Okay, here we go. It is Tuesday, October 25th, year of our Lord 2022. This is the afternoon commute with the Fakeologist. I have about an hour or so on my afternoon commute. I like to have all my favorite people who are interested in talking come talk. So some of them are here and some of them aren't. So hi, everybody. Who's here? Say your name and your rank. Name and rank.
Wild times three. I'm a private, sir.
Mission 62. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And who else? Anybody else?
Stupid. There is no rank. Too stupid to get one.
Your name makes me laugh every single time.
I'm glad I make you laugh.
You do. You're funny. You're fun. You're fun and you're funny.
Yeah, I had a problem with that Discord because I guess you got banned a couple days ago and lost the Discord. And I erased everything because I was hitting buttons and I was just so stressed out.
Okay. Oh, another dump truck knocked over something bad. Why do these dump trucks drive around with their dump up? That's very dangerous to do. Okay. Sorry, I'm just rerouting my afternoon commute because my road is now closed because someone is driving around with this dump truck with a dump in the air. Okay, so we have Wild Times here. Wild Times is the server administrator par excellence. Thank you, Wild Times, for all you've done.
I take a bow.
Now, Wild Times, you asked me something about the server, how I would like it to be. My idea with the server, was to just to, I don't mind if people don't verify. If they want to just sit on the outside looking in, I thought that'd be okay, as long as the waiting room doesn't become a big talk fest. So that's why I thought we could leave that in slow mode, so it's really painful to type in there, other than to say, hi, verify me. So that was my idea.
I think I'm switching to a better microphone. I think that I've removed the slow mode because I was trying to talk to people in it, and they couldn't respond. And I can always throw it back on, obviously.
Okay.
It's not really being used much, but my thinking was that, you know, you had said the idea is they can come into the they can come into the waiting room, see what's there, and then decide whether they can want to come in or not. But, you know, I think we have easily, maybe I'm wrong about the number, but easily a dozen people that are hanging out there that seem to have no intention to verify they've been there a week, maybe.
Yeah.
So if they're going to hang forever and just sit there, I figured it just presents risk because you can be in a server and report it or whatever. And if they've been there sitting there for 10 days, maybe we move them to a different waiting room to see if they, you know, pulling the content back makes them want to verify.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I like that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me. So you're saying they could just be in a room where they're bouncing around with themselves, talking to themselves, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, the people that I'm mentioning are people that are sitting in the waiting room. A lot of them, I've pinged them individually and seen if they want to verify, and I just get no response. So for whatever the reason is, they, you know, joined they pressed yes on the invite, but have remained completely mute. You know, no chat, no nothing. And maybe that they are getting the value just by observing and have no intention to verify. So that's kind of the thinking. Is it after 10 days or whatever the number, we move to somewhere else?
After the break.
I'm Broken Locks from Christchurch.
Dee Dee from Portland.
Jungle Jim.
Resma Jeff.
Doug Kelly.
Adam from Florida.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
I forgot the bumpers are back. Yay. Okay. Well, but the other thing I was thinking is most people on the internet are just lurkers. They just read stuff. They don't participate. So is it that big of a deal to let these people just lurk? Do you think they're a security risk in any way? Or you think they could take the server down? Is that your thought?
No, a singular report would not, but I think it's just somewhat of a matter of keeping things tidy. You know, if we have 300 people in the waiting room that never plan to verify, that just seems like a weird thing to do. You know, and this is a way to change their status in a sense that, like, they are getting, you know, used to the content, and if they like it, and it gets pulled away, maybe they would verify. Now, all it takes to verify is a quick chat with one of the moderators. And that doesn't mean voice.
True. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of checking that these aren't bots, really. It's a bot check.
Oh, yeah. I guess that they could be bots, yeah. Anyone else here that's listening have any thoughts on that? Mism or... here now. I still can't see the bottom.
Or if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. Would you like me to read who's here?
Stupid left. We are only three. Hi, Wild Times.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Hi, Mizum. How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
I've been better, been worse, which is the best answer. So
I listened to your long chat. Was very cool for me, and I wanted to thank all of you guys, and especially, of course, App that is doing this work for 10 years now. I every day that passes, I feel it even more important to have you guys speaking about anything. I don't care really. The only thing I didn't like so much. Was the dispute with, I don't remember now the names, you know, something about, I don't know, some too much adrenaline in the sequence of the thing. But I can then slow down the volume, and when it passes, it's really cool again.
Great. What do you think of Wild Times? He's quite the wild, isn't he? He's quite an interesting character.
We met each other. Wild Times, and we talked once. You remember Wild Times? We talked quite for some hours, I guess it was.
Yes, many hours. I was completely
hours. And we were both in a hurry, actually. We wanted to keep it short, but then 3.5 hours.
4 hours later.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I find it very inspiring, all the stuff that is coming into these chats, you know. It's not only 9/11 and whatever. And I'm very open to that. I'm not so good in scientific stuff, so I cannot keep up, or tech stuff. It's too difficult for me. But anyway, I find it very interesting, and it's a relief to have it, you know. The first thing I do in the morning is to check in my application on the phone if there is a new download from Fakeologist.
Nice.
Yeah, if there is none, I'm very disappointed. So you have to do something to have more stuff on the site.
All right. Well, it's hard to keep up with all these technical problems since our former technical person is busy doing other things.
Oh, yes. Perhaps I heard about Velo. Did he go to Australia now to stay, or is it just a visit? I didn't understand that, really.
I don't know. I don't really like to get into personal stuff. If he wants to tell us, he can. I don't know. He's not really communicating with the Fakeologist these days, so he's too busy doing other things at other places. That's all I know. And so luckily Wild Times is stepped up and helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
And just have one small piece left of the puzzles to get the audio server back up 100%. It's almost up. I'm just not totally familiar with one piece of software, and I'm working on that one. So
does it mean that... Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it
need it going, because I do have everything going again the way I used to. It works pretty good. But I just want to get everything back the way it was, if I could, because it was pretty cool. But
yeah, that's true.
What's the question? Does it mean what?
Oh, no, the question was only if it's now the live stream, if it is so installed as it was before. So, for example, if I come in here with Wild Times and we talk, is it live streaming and being recorded? Or do we have to do something by our own? Oh, it's automatically installed. Okay.
It is automatic. You can still use the CraigBot. It's a good backup.
Yeah.
So if you really think, oh, I'm really saying something great, it would be a shame if it wasn't recorded. Well, you can record it yourself and keep the link. So if I don't put it up or I lose it or something happens, you could say, well, here's a link. Here it is. So you could, it's great. It's a very easy thing to do. You just type /join and CraigBot comes in and records. It's great. That's the one thing Discord has over Gilbert.
I will tell you a secret. You know, I have an own server. Of course, there is nobody there, but I'm just keeping some stuff there, my links, etc. And I invited Craig over there to experiment with it and to find out if I can use it maybe for something, you know. Yeah, that's from my side, the technical stuff. I don't have enough to say about it, but please continue your discussion with Wild Times.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, it was a discussion involving you, and I wanted to say, too, that if someone, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ab, that the not a live stream for channel on Discord does not record, right?
No. No, yeah, so the bot needs to be in. The bot is always in the room. I have two bots right now. They're both in the room. So if there's no bot, there's no way I could possibly be in that room or record it.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, so, but you also have a copy of the backup of Fakeologist Discord, the template. You don't have the data. You have the template, though, so if you are... If something happened, then we could call upon you to fire it up under your name.
And, yes, sir. We'll doing so shortly.
Yeah. So Mism has a copy too.
Oh, okay.
So Mism could.
Yes, I keep them and I send them to anyone who needs them because I cannot use them really. So it's just for security, you know.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I'm curious about is if the server got deleted, would the template get flushed with it? I think it will, personally.
No.
So you really...
I don't think so. Why... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because so. When you send it to me and I accepted the invitation or what it was to keep it, it was renamed. It doesn't have your name at the moment. It is called Mism server. There is no identification with your server. So if it has to be put in use again, you should have to rename it, obviously.
Yeah.
And maybe next time you don't call it Fakeologist, you call it, I don't know, Logico Fake or something.
Yeah.
And I see what you're saying, but I don't, that would kind of defeat the point, I would think, of them even allowing that. It should just be the bones of it, not really tied to this. And I'm going to mute out for a little bit. I've got some things to do. If I drop off, I'll come
back
as soon as I can. Yep, you guys have fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my thought was, though, that link is related to the server as it exists now. So if we make any, this is how it works. So if we make changes today to our server, then that link will reflect today. So you've already created another copy of the server, but it's not, but now that's from a few days ago. So anything we've changed, mm-hmm. will not be reflected on your site. They're not linked live. So in other words,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my point. You have a copy of the thing from a few days ago.
Yes.
So if you wanted the latest and greatest, you probably would have to fire up another copy of it. But my only thought was, if the server was killed today, then the link would die too. I'm pretty sure. So if I gave you a link and you clicked on it, well, it wouldn't do anything because the original copy is gone. But I'd have to I'd have to experiment with that.
I cannot answer it, obviously. But my speculation is that that my copy of the older status of your server would not be deleted because it is not linked. It would just but I think, you know, the most important, if you want to have such copies that other people keep for the case that it could be killed again, it would be important to have the roles. That's the most difficult, obviously, to install, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So if you have one copy where you have arranged all the stuff with the roles and what everyone is able to do, then it doesn't matter if you have 5 or 10 rooms. That's very fast and easy to do.
Well, yes. Yeah, the roles is the trickiest part.
But
it's
you would prefer to go to Guild It Up? Do I feel that right, or?
No, not really. No, I just,
not really.
I just want everyone to have an account over there because, like right now, if you go, I'm going to go to Guild It right now. I'm going to hang up here. And I'm going to go to Guild It and see if I can talk to you in real time. So just wait. Wait here.
Oh, from there to here. Okay, that's interesting. So now that everyone can understand, I am in the Discord live stream and App is joining now his Guilded server and he will try to live connect. Hello?
Could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You are now the streamer bot 5. Can you hear me up?
Yeah, I'm in Guilded right now.
You are in Guilded, but you are called streamer bot now here on the live stream of Discord.
Well, streamer bot is just projecting my voice and anyone else.
Okay.
Guilded. So you won't be able to see my name, you won't be able to see anything, but you can hear me and I can hear you. So now we're connected across the streams. No one else in the whole done this. They call it exclusive. So that way, if there are different people in my guild, you can talk to the live stream over here.
You are breaking up a little bit. You're a little bit choppy, not breaking up. Maybe what could be the reason?
A little choppy, yeah.
You can hear it
just
yourself.
The software's that great.
Okay.
I'm not getting choppy here. But it's just a little, it's just something fun. I don't know why it's choppy. But maybe it's probably the processor not too good on this computer.
I don't know. I have no idea. But you know something? I noticed the whole last week or maybe 5-6 days, there is going spooky stuff, on. You know, my mobile phone has become spooky. My desktop has become spooky. I have some times where I don't have any connection. Then it comes back, then things are changing on my Telegram channels without me doing anything. It's really spooky. Maybe there are some tests running, for the blackouts.
It's Halloween. I don't think so. It's Halloween. Am I still choppy? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Not so much.
I could also be in a bad issue, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody else there on Gilded with you, or are you alone?
No. No.
Okay. Opened an account on Gilded and also one on Element Matrix and Matrix. It goes together, obviously. But I could not find anyone. I searched for Fakeologist and there are 3 accounts and I wrote to one. I didn't get an answer. I have no idea. It seems quite difficult, this Matrix platform.
Yeah, I'm not really into it yet. I'm not into it yet either. Okay, I'm going to leave here, come over there. Just wanted to try this out a bit. We can pretty much works in real time, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. You will see how it is, you know, recorded also, because possibly it's not audible very well when you are choppy. And I don't know, sometimes...
Yeah, it's super clear on my end. You're super clear.
I have a very good headset, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's really true. Yeah, my son, a gift from my son. A present, not a gift. Present or gift, what's the word?
Okay, what's the difference between a gift and a present?
I don't know. Is there any? I thought it means the same thing.
I don't think so.
If you give
something,
I think
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but gift is the German word for poison, and present is the Latin word for being in actual time. So I think present is better.
Gift means poison in German.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah. But I guess in English it comes
from... Now and come back.
I would propose that you come back here because Announce is also asking about the live stream and Linda seems to be around. Maybe they want to come in. Otherwise, I don't know.
I'm back here.
I'm seeing it, yeah. Fakeologist 7, of course, yes.
No.
You're very clear now. Very clear and good.
Yeah. So I'm guessing the processor that manages the 2 is not strong enough to really pump it out. So it's that computer is, let me think, it's about 12 years old, so it's not... It's not a high-end processor.
Oh, I have no idea. It's all so, you know, there are so many possibilities with this technology. I cannot really learn it. I just try to swim, you know, on the surface, to not draw on myself, let's say.
Okay.
Yes. How is the situation in Canada up? What's going on in the world? It's warm.
It's warm here. It's warm. We had a municipal election yesterday. I went and watched the voting a bit just to see, and then they used Dominion machines to count the computer cards, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. And were there any significant differences to prior elections? Or votings?
Well, it was just a local election, so there weren't that many people to vote in. It was pretty low. There's only, in my little neighborhood, there's only about maybe 7,000 people to vote in.
Oh,
village. Yeah.
You're living in a village?
Well, no, they have the city divided up into areas. So our little area. Yeah. So we had about 8 candidates, including a young guy who I helped a bit.
Okay.
And he was running. He got about 1,000 votes and the winner got 1,600. So he was in there.
Oh, cool.
He was in there. Yeah, he did well. I thought he was only 23 and he ran.
Okay.
After the break.
Yeah, after the break.
Your You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, we're back, we're back, we're back. It's myself, it's Mism. And on his Discord, on my phone, I can't see the names unless I touch the screen. It's really stupid. And then, but I can't see the bottom person on my screen. But in this case, oh wait, now I remember how to do it. You press this other button here. Okay, so it's just Mism and myself and the streamer bots.
Yes,
we have Craig. And Craig.
Yeah.
And Craig is actually pretty good, because the reason I like Craig. I have my own backup recording, of course, but I like Craig because I can just copy the names of the people that were in the audio, no matter what time they were here. I don't have to remember them, because I really have a problem remembering who came in. So now Craig keeps track of who came in, even if it's a six-hour audio, which is cool.
That's really cool, yeah. But so coming back to that guy and the votings, I think you said once that this is a young guy who is corona critical.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he got in? That's great if it's like that.
No, he didn't get in. He got close.
Okay.
No, actually, yeah. The lady that won, she's somewhat critical of things. She has an idea. I don't know exactly what her position is, because I never talked to her one-on-one, but I talked to this guy. He's a young guy. It was good to see. He actually was avoiding the vaccine and did what he had to do to get through the last 2 years without it, through school and all that. So that was good. So he knows what's going on. I just thought it was good to engage a little bit with the local people, and we talked about Agenda 21. He'd never heard of it. So I thought, well, you know, it's good that I give you the knowledge, and maybe you can diffuse it in your circles. So he's going to be around. He'll be back. He'll be a player maybe.
Yeah.
In the future. You don't know, but it's good to talk to young people that are so inclined. Very few people are. But that's what I did last night.
Yeah, maybe he has a tradition in the family, you know. It's
No. His dad is just blue. I met his dad actually last night. He's a blue collar worker.
Oh,
I was
going
to mention his. I tried to shake his dad's hand, but he kept his hand in a fist, and he didn't extend it. So I think there's a little bit of paranoia in the family. a lot of people don't shake hands. He wanted to bump my hand. I'm not into bumping.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm busy grabbing at his hand, and it's in the culture. I'm busy grabbing his hand, and he's busy pulling it away and putting it in a fist. I thought he was going to punch me.
Wow, that's crazy. But it has really been institutionalized. So I see it also here, you know, when you go in a shop, people do not get so close as earlier in time. You know, they keep distance, and it has become part of the culture. It's so crazy.
Yes.
It's only 2 years. Yeah.
Almost 3 years. Well, two and a half years.
2.5, yeah. Soon it will be 3 if we survive this winter. I'm getting a little bit paranoid with the war, which doesn't exist, but it still is there.
Well, you know, if you get really worried about the war, just go to Les Luthor on Twitter. He really breaks it down. It's such an illusion. Luthor? Les Luthor, Lezluther. I interviewed him. Oh, I tried to get him back, but I don't think he wants to come back. He had a PayPal, too. I was signed up for that, but then he canceled it because he said he doesn't want to keep his stuff behind a paywall, which is great.
Is he written L-U-T-H-O-R? Luthor?
Luthor, yeah. Les Luthor.
That sounds a little bit, yeah, he has some Hollywood.
Did you find it?
Yes, I find him on YouTube.
Yeah, he's on YouTube.
Cloud, yeah. Double
really good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will
subscribe
to check him out, but not now. Yeah, but, you know, of course, part of it is illusion, but real stuff is also going on. And
what's going on? What's really going on?
What's going on there?
Yeah, what is going on? I don't know.
You don't know
are
because you focus only on the stuff that is not going on. That's also important, you know, to dissect the propaganda from the real stuff, and it's not always possible.
I know,
but
what is going on? Does anyone know?
Yeah, many people are there on the spot, and they are reporting, and yes, and people are analyzing it, alternative media in Germany, Austria, Greece, even Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there is a, actually we have a NATO-Russian war, which we were afraid of all the time, the last 40
years. But what
is
happening? You haven't said one thing that's happening. Are people dying and getting hurt or?
Of course. Of course.
Why of course?
Because I follow these media from there, you know, from the southern Ukrainian territories and from Russia and from Greece, who have also reporters there in Donbass and other regions. And it is very, very easy to find information about what is going on if you go on Telegram. You will not find it on YouTube. There is a little stuff on YouTube, but not a lot. For example, Vanessa Beely, she was there during the votings for the, how is it called?
Separation?
No, the opposite of separation, for the...
Reunification with Russia.
For the administrative unification with Russia, and she was reporting from, I think she was in Zaporozhye or in, I don't remember which town. And she gave an interview to Matt Arad, actually, about what was going on.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that. Yeah. I like Matt.
And Eva Bartlett is also there, Graham Phillips, to tell two, three names which are well known in the West. But most of the accounts that are reporting from there are not so well known in the West. There are, for example, Russia-German friends. These accounts are in Germany somewhere, and they are supportive to Russians in Germany. So they are reporting stuff. I don't know what is going on exactly to tell you right now, but allegedly, the electricity centers of Kiev were blown up 3 days ago, I think. And now they are switching off electricity in multiple parts of the country. And Zelensky has called for nuclear upgrade of his military.
Yeah.
And NATO.
Well, I really hope you read Les Luthor and try and match what you're reading with what he's saying. Because I'm not following it like you are. I can't. I'm not interested in the war.
I understand that. Yes, you're not. You know, maybe there are several, you know, let's say effects of what we call war. War is a confrontation of powers. It's not, you know,
I like strategic demolition, strategic controlled demolition and strategic relocation. I like that.
Yes, but that's only one part, you know, of what we call war. And it's actually an effect of the war. One effect is what you call strategic relocation. That means people are relocated. For example, many Ukrainians. Just today I was hearing that Austria is waiting for another 1 million Ukrainians that are passing the borders.
That's amazing. A million of them?
Yeah, and 1 million is already there. They are going.
How can a
country
absorb that many people at once?
They cannot. They cannot. It will be a crisis as in 2015. But it is an effect of what is going on. What is the military power play in the region? You cannot live there, so you have to leave. You have to leave your house. That's one effect, you know, of war. The other effect is strategic, what you call it? Controlled demolition. Controlled demolition. Yeah. So you attack, for example, Russia attacked the central administrative, whatever, building in Kiev, which is regulating, you know, the power grid in the country. That's, of course, that is not by accident. It is controlled, and it's a controlled demolition. That's two effects of war, you know. Another effect is inflation. And inflation does not stay, you know, as also migration of people. Inflation does not only stay in one country. It affects many countries. And it affects also... It affects all sides. It affects the aggressors and the contra-aggressors, you know. So inflation is also in Canada and United States and Latin America, but it is especially in Europe.
It's in America. I think it's in America.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's a consequence of this confrontation, this war, this... That's
the consequence of this artificial situation that was made to move the market and just move people in a million different ways. Move markets, move populations.
No, that's not the aim. You have to differentiate. Sorry for being a little bit like a teacher.
Well, I think it is.
That's not the main purpose. The main purpose is not to get the people from there to somewhere else. That's just an effect. And this effect is being...
What's the main purpose?
The main purpose is the resources. Russia has resources, and the West does not want that Russia controls the resources with their own rules. They are just...
I think it's the same old thing that's been happening for the last 100 years. They don't want Russia and Germany getting together and creating any kind of synergy and any kind of relationship because that's a big threat
Exactly, but that is long done, you know. There is no possibility. Germany doesn't play any role anymore. It's just a subjugated... non-sovereign.
Yes, American puppet.
American, British, whatever. Power puppet. I don't know if it's the American, British. I don't know who they are now, but they are not, it's not the empire as we knew it. It's not the British Empire and the American Washington District. It's the finance and artificial intelligence guys, you know. Of course they are around them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I are both big fans of Matt Arett. So
yes.
I'm influenced by what he says. And he's very much promotes the idea it's the American Anglo Empire. It's the same old guys with some big tech and other things thrown in there.
Possible.
The Phoenicians, that took over. Whether you believe they're also the Khazarians, they're all in control of Britain and England and the U.S. as well, for sure.
Yeah, you know, you remember that I'm not so much into, you know, this racial or religious differentiation between people, because in my understanding, this is not the main reason why they are together as a group, you know, acting and pushing their interests. The main reason is power, control, and there might be Jews, Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Protestants, atheists, Satanists, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. The religion is not the reason
I know it doesn't, but I really think that these psychopaths have found and tucked themselves in the Jewish religion for the simple reason that they wanted to nest. They almost are, to me, they're almost hiding in the persecuted Jewish religion. So they make it so you can't talk about them, but they hide there. And that way they can do whatever the hell they want with impunity. So if any time anyone points it out where they're hiding, they say, oh, you can't talk about us because we're persecuted. Yeah. And we have been since the beginning of time. I think it's an amazing trick. And then if you talk about it, they just call it hate speech and they want to criminalize that. So you go to jail, whereas before you just got yelled at by a tribunal. So it's a really dirty trick. And
This trick is no more so useful, you know, for the powers themselves. If you see now, you know, what is the role of Israel and which is the alleged Jewish state, what they are doing there in Greece and Libya and whatever with Turkey, blah, blah, blah. That's no more the narrative that works, you know. It has become really, they try it all the time. For example, the resistance everywhere is called Holocaust deniers or far-right Nazis or whatever, you know, the Corona critics. And that's what they try. But it's like an old chewing gum, you like, know. It's a cliche.
It has no effect.
A cliche. Exactly.
Yeah, it has no effect. I don't think, most people don't even know what it means, younger people. They don't know really the history of it.
What is a Holocaust denier? Is that a new rap band?
You know, probably don't know.
Is that a new music song or something? So that's how I see it. And, the effects of war. I can tell you an example. Here in Switzerland, the people say, we have all the effects of a war. We have inflation. Everything is getting expensiver. The health insurance is going up again about 10%. The rents are rising. You know, it's the devaluation of your income, the destruction of the small and medium businesses. And this is what is war about. That's, you know, they tried it with COVID, but it was not so effective. So I guess there had to be really also a hot confrontation there. Because you cannot leave Russia alone with all these resources. They have to come to the British Empire. The Russians will never allow that, you know. That's the same with what they tried in Syria. These people, they have a specific cultural, traditional impregnation, I could say, you know. It's not about an ideology. It's just not, they are just not slaves. And they know exactly what it is about. It is about the subjugation of Russia, and it is about the subjugation of China, of course. Did you hear the Xi Jinping speech on the CCP Congress?
After the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, everybody. This is O'Hallahan from South Korea. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hey, where is this guy? Oh, hello.
I know. Come back. I talked to Grand Illusion.
Yes.
Yesterday. And he sounds sort of like O'Hallahan. It's not O'Hallahan, but that's the closest I could think of.
Okay.
So, really cool guy. He's been listening for 11 years.
He has been what for 11 years?
Listening to my show for almost the whole time.
Okay. Okay.
I tried to get him on yesterday, but he didn't want to come on.
Okay. Grand Illusion, you're talking now, not O'Hallahan. Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah, Grand Illusion, yeah, he sounds like O'Hallahan.
Okay. I remember that O'Hallahan has a very, very nice woman from South Korea, or was it China?
Yeah, he lives
South
there.
South Korea.
He lives in there. Seoul.
Yeah, and so
I don't think he was very happy, though.
I don't remember that. I remember that he was very happy with his wife.
Yeah, remember I had her on? I had her on a bit.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, she came on a bit. We were teaching her English. It was kind of fun.
Do you see up that there is a tendency that people that were in 2012 on your shows, that they are coming back now after so many years?
Like who?
I don't know. I'm asking. I have no assessment.
No,
because
I don't
think
so.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah, we could get some guys back. We could reach out. I may get Steve Dayak from 9/11.
Steve Dayak, he should do an interview with you and say and lay all the facts down again, so that Boogeyman doesn't have to misrepresent him.
Yeah, well, we could have you on at the same time if you wanted.
With Steve Dayak?
Yeah, why not?
No, it's too technical, you know, all what he has into the floors and the cement and the bulbs and the directions, and I just don't rule it out, you know. It's a good hypothesis, but I think it's one of the good hypotheses. If I would, you know, write down which are the best hypotheses that we have about 9/11, his would also be part of that piece of paper or whatever.
It's better
than Judy Wood.
Yeah, really.
Better than Judy Wood, better than Nico Haupt. Yeah.
That's true. Well, I got about 10 minutes left. Do you have anything else you want to bring up real quick?
Oh, no. I just jumped in order to accompany the guys who are here. And since you are alone, I'm going to leave also. There's nobody coming in. Maybe later. Who knows?
Well, I'll be doing a show later with Uncle Vigilante about crypto.
Oh, okay. Interested. Oh, no. I listen sometimes, but I'm not interested to participate. But do you do the shows on Discord?
No, we just do it on Restream, which is another video platform.
Okay. I know. I understand.
But let me say hi to everyone listening. There's somebody in the United Kingdom. There's someone in unknown in the world. There is someone in Australia and someone in Auckland, New Zealand listening. So shout out, hello. They're listening on the live stream, fake11.com/stream2. So that's cool.
Yep. So
if they want to join, fake11.com/discord or fake11.com/gilded. You guys can join in if you want to join in.
Okie dokie, up. So I wish you a good session with Uncle Ott.
Yeah, it'll be about an hour.
Soon. Yeah. Have a nice evening.
It'll be about an hour show. Well, thanks for joining. Good microphone.
Yeah. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.